my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This Hump Day Wednesday, May 7th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show. One of the things that I think people need to understand is the fact that the process is that we are absolutely staying engaged, getting informed, sharing the information. Got a text message during the break, said, Randy, if it had not been for your show yesterday, my family and I would not have voted. We didn't know, we didn't realize. We did what you said. We called our local clerk, found out that, in fact, we did have a school millage on our ballot. Five of us in our family went and voted. We called our daughter, got her and her husband, along with me, my wife, and our adult child that lives at home going to school. We all voted no. The ballot proposal failed by three votes. Five no votes defeated it by three. Had they not heard it on the show, the three of them at their house, plus their daughter and son-in-law, would not have gone and voted. It would have passed. You know, it's stories like that that gives me hope. Gives me hope that we are, in fact, making a difference to our radio family, to our listeners, to people who share the information. If you listen to this show live, if you listen to it on demand anytime you want on the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, you click on podcast, you listen, you learn something, you pick up the phone or you text somebody and you let them know what you heard on this show, we can make a difference. I need you guys to be storytellers. When we talk about these stories, when we do the research, we confirm with our sources, we talk about it on the radio, you guys need to share the information. And by doing so, just like this one small little township, they asked that we don't mention exactly where it was located, because they don't want people to know it was them, those five no votes that basically killed it. They don't want to be targeted by the liberals pushing these agendas for these school millages and bonds, but basically, they made a difference. Had no idea that it was on the ballot. Evidently, maybe there weren't signs in their township, their school district area. There was no signs, nobody pushing or promoting it really hard. They thought it was going to pass easily, so they didn't even bother putting up vote yes on the school millage bond proposal. They didn't do it. But they heard it on the show yesterday, election day. Every hour yesterday, I said, welcome to election day, May 6, 2025. Find out if you have something on your ballot today. They called the clerk, yes. They all went and voted after work. The mom, the dad, and the adult voter in their house, and their daughter and son-in-law went and voted no, and it failed. It's what we do, people. Hopefully, we educate, you become a storyteller, and get the information out there. Short break. We'll be right back.
Running out of money during retirement, or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008, I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two. A couple more text messages coming in during the break. Yes, Randy, we listen to the show. We share the information with others. And we know that many of the people that we've told about your show are now listening in. You don't always know who is going to be able to listen live. But now that you've been mentioning, and because of the power storm outage, the power outage we had when we lost you on 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan, we started listening to you on the website, yourdefendingfathers.com. We found your podcast, and we're actually able to listen on demand now, like you've talked about on the show. Sometimes we aren't able to listen during the day, but we definitely check you out at night. Greatly appreciate the information. So, thank you, George. I appreciate the text. Another text message coming in. The process you keep talking about applies to so many things. We're starting to realize that now. Yep, that's what we do. Absolutely. So one of the things that this process goes through is the, I guess, it comes from two different advantage points. This is what I want to get across. We're dedicated to doing the research. We're dedicated to following the news stories. We're dedicated to reading and following and connecting the dots. Been doing it for now over 13 years. April of 2012, we started. Last month was our 13th anniversary. And I guess you don't realize that you become, as part of the job, as part of the description of what we do, it becomes habit. I know to look at these different news agencies and how to cross-connect the dots. I see MLive basically providing a lot of the stories to our local area news agencies, whether it's newspapers or other radio shows, TV, whatever. Starting to see MERS News Service in Lansing becoming more of a critical source to Lansing politicians, PR companies, lobbyists, special interest groups. MERS News Service starting to be the leader. Gongware News, another Lansing State Journal newspaper, starting to fall away a little bit. So it's very, very, very interesting, this process. Now, one of the things that I think that a lot of people don't know, a lot of people don't realize, that the process includes not only research, but then getting the information out there. One of the things you have to understand that this is a process that people know without a doubt. People know without a doubt that if the information they hear on this show, they then share it with others, that it will have an impact. It will change outcomes. Again, that previous text message. People did not know they had a ballot initiative, a ballot proposal, a millage, until they heard it on the show yesterday. They went and voted and got their daughter and son-in-law to vote, and it failed because of them. Now, here's the other part of this. When we have people on the show, when we get people to come on and talk about issues, ballot initiatives, petition drives, candidates running for office, well, then it's you, your responsibility as a listener to absolutely, absolutely make sure that this information gets out there. Now, one thing that we are definitely engaged in and we would love for you to be a part of is starting the petition drive last month, April 1st, running through September 30th this year, is Axe My Tax. With a lot of these millages and bond proposals going through, Well, we want to collect the signatures in our county. Antrim County, myself and Sherry Hogan are going to work together to get our numbers for Antrim County signed and turned back into Carla Wagner. I need you to do the same thing in your county. If you're listening and you haven't gone to the website axmitax.org and volunteered to be a county captain or a circulator, I need you to do that. This is something that we are going to do at the local level, our little township, our little county. We're going to get our numbers. We need you to get your numbers in your county. We have 83 counties in this state. It's very, very, very simple. If people take care of their county, guess what? This will be on the ballot next year. And Carla Wagner and I have had many discussions off the air. She's told me that the polling on this is unbelievable across the state. You know where the biggest support of this is? I was blown away when she told me this. City of Detroit, Wayne County, Michigan. Small little brick bungalows just south of 8 Mile Road, just inside the city limits of Detroit. The average SEV value down there, taxable value that they're being taxed on, $147,000. Those little tiny 40-foot wide lots. Tract housing built right after World War II. Quality built brick, hardwood floors, ceramic tile bathrooms are now going and being taxed at $147,000. And do you know what their property taxes are? $5,200 is the average tax bill, she said, in that pocket of Detroit. These people are paying over $400 a month, folks, in property taxes. That is unbelievable. So, here's the deal. One of the areas that will probably, if this gets on the ballot, overwhelmingly vote for it, is going to be the city of Detroit. That's why the Michigan Association of Counties are completely against it. That's why many of our state reps and state senators in Lansing are against it. First of all, in my opinion, they don't understand it. They don't understand that what this will do is force local revenue sharing to grow from Lansing, coming from sales tax, coming from corporate income tax, coming from other things. It won't be coming from us because guess what? We're not paying property taxes anymore, people. I am 100% dedicated to helping her collect the signatures in all 83 counties. If you haven't done it yet, I need you to write this down, text it to yourself, text it to your wife, text it to your husband, axmitax.org. Go to that website, volunteer. If there's captains there, that's fine. You can sign up to be a co-captain. If you just want to be a circulator, just put yourself down there as being a circulator. We can do this. Is it going to take some time? Yes. Is it going to take some effort? Absolutely. Are you going to have to get ballot proposal petition sheets mailed to your house? And then you're going to have to drive around your county and pass them out to people who volunteer to be a circulator? Yeah, you're going to be doing that. It's going to cost you some gas. It's going to cost you some time. But guess what? We can do this. And we're going to do it because you're going to help take care of your county. I'm taking care of mine. Others are going to take care of theirs. And when we collectively take care of our counties, we get the number of signatures required in our county. We turn them in. They get validated. They get confirmed. They are good signatures. Guess what? We win. Lansing is going to have to figure it out. This is the best way for us to doge Michigan. Just like Donald Trump, Elon Musk, those folks that are working their butts off trying to eliminate waste, fraud, and abuse in Washington. We're going to do it by getting rid of property taxes. And then they'll have to figure it out. Will they be scrambling? You bet they will be. Will they fight us on this? Absolutely. I can see the TV ads already. When we collect enough signatures to put it on the ballot, the other side, special interest groups, they're going to come out of the woodwork. Vote no on Axe My Tax. It will devastate Michigan's economy. School districts, schools will be wiped out. Hospitals will close. Fire departments will go away. No police officers. No 911 ambulance services. This is the worst idea ever. And people in Michigan were misinformed when they signed to put it on the ballot. Be sure you vote no on the November election next year, 2026. I can see the ads already. Do you know what? I believe the people will understand it. I believe they'll sign the signatures for the petition, and I think they'll vote for it. And the other side will have to figure it out. It's just the way it works, people. We must get this done, period. So again, do me a favor. Go to axmitax.org, click on volunteer. Being a county captain, all that means you're willing to allow Carla Wagner to mail you petition sheets. She mails them out in 100 sheets at a time, comes wrapped in this purplish kind of vinyl wrap, shrink wrapped. They come in perfect condition. Then all you had to do is be available for people to call you and hook up with you. Can I stop by your house? Can I meet you at a restaurant? Can I meet you at a gas station? Can I meet you at the local Myers or Walmart or whatever? I want 10 sheets, 10 signatures per sheet. I'm willing to get 100 signatures myself. And that's all you got to do to be a county captain. When the signatures are gathered, you just mail them back to Carla Wagner, or she might even come and get them. She has events going on all across the state this year. She's going to be everywhere. We can get this done, folks, but we need your help. And we need you to be part of it. Bottom of the hour news break for hour number two. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, brought to you by Enbridge, delivering safe, reliable.